Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen today. This is Lynn, Mystic Healer, and this is Spiritual Emergency Training coming off of BBSRadio.com, Station 1 for free archives later. You can, you know, scroll down to this different days and check out other ones. There's a lot going on in BBS, and I can't recommend enough people tap in, because that's a new media propaganda machine that is law of attraction, bringing in the new planetary systems of enlightenment, peace, green, and all kinds of beautiful projects and programs and people connecting. So, and then also, too, it'll be on KJAJ.org, 98.1 FM, in Coos County area. And I wanted to welcome today, again, I'm just so excited. Thank you so much. I have Rich Proceed on, and he is a constitutional lawyer, and he's also working with Bible Studies for Progressives. And he's got all kinds of information about different, well, constitutional law, bringing in real justice and freedom and the truth about you know, the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, one nation under God, you know, I'm sorry, United States of America, to the Republic, okay, people, both sides, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God. That's where indivisible freedom and justice is going to come. And to help that happen, I also have today, not only the Bible Studies for Progressives, but a real constitutional. Andy Miller's on today, and he is, you need to know his background. He's starting to open up more and use his gifts, you know, coming out of lots of different traumas and dramas, as we all are, stepping up into our power. Yeah, he began his software programming in the 70s, early 70s, people, and it was based on education and training, and it this is really important. Okay, and he spent his non-work time focused on technologies for a humane society, pre-internet, online communication services for the blind and challenged, and later he helped develop and market specialized software that diagrams family and community emotional processes used in over 24 countries. Let's go into all of BBS countries, 184, same as military, to shift the systems. Anyway, he's a systems thinker, and he's now devoted his time to finding ways to fight for truly representative government and to help make us aware that the issues we all face derive from the same root causes, and to build dialogue among us so the power cravers don't divide us, and most importantly, to learn how to interpret the flood of information now available to us to determine new guardrails, and for information providers and new media, and to learn how to use these new tools to retain our collective personal power. And so welcome, Andy Miller.
Thanks, and, Lynn. I'll give you a shorter version of that next time.
Okay. But anyway, Andy Miller also, too, why he and Rich, I just adore them so much with their backgrounds, who they are and what they came to do, because both of their expertise are not mine. And I so appreciate their abilities to work together on this other level of representative government that can bring this right versus the left to the end. So, and Rich, and real quick too, Andy grew up inside all of the legislative, our government programs. I mean, he knows a lot about a lot with the legislation body and, you know.
All I know is how much I don't know.
Okay, we're all like that. But then, and Rich, you with your constitutional law background and what we can do and should be doing to unite. So, oh, and everyone, too, I put out a little thing that I'm going to start taking callers in for Andy and for Rich, maybe me, too, but mostly these two guys, because they're what they can do along with BBS. We really, you know, for questions. So anybody has some questions for Rich Procida, P-R-O-C-I-D-A, a constitutional lawyer with Bible studies for progressives, and or Andy Miller, please feel free to call in. And the number for call-in for Station 1 on all the different Station 1 calls that you're interested in, on Station 1, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. Again, all the different BBS programs on Station 1, to call in, to ask questions, get involved with the different panels, get involved with at your own residence. There's, you know, what resonates with you, click in, see how it feels, and then you can get free archives or tap in and call in. You can Skype in. You can ask questions. This is really critical. We come together for this new media programming to get information out. So that's 888-627-6008. Welcome, welcome, Rich and Rich Procida and Andy Miller. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. So do you want to start out, Rich, real quick with your what's going on this afternoon, or what do you want to jump in with, what you're working on right now?
Well, there's been a lot going on this weekend, but this weekend and yesterday was Juneteenth, and so that commemorates the anniversary of the end of slavery. And so there's been a lot of rallies, and tomorrow I'm going to be on Hollywood and Vine, today I'm going to be in Hollywood and Vine at 3 speaking. And I think it's important for us to recognize Trump's having his rally today, and it was really not an accident that he originally scheduled his rally on Juneteenth at the site of the Tulsa massacre, which is one of the worst race massacres, white people killing and destroying the community in Tulsa. So this was not an accident that he chose this location and on this date. And he's speaking today, and it's still Juneteenth weekend. He may have changed it by one day, but it doesn't make a difference. So he has used, disseminated, and then it's also not an accident that his campaign disseminated propaganda displaying a symbol that the Nazis used to identify political dissidents in concentration camps. None of this was an accident. Trump is appealing to hatred. And when politicians and political parties appeal to fear and prejudice, they encourage and justify acts of discrimination and brutality. They stoke racism and incite violence, all and only for their own political gain. And this is Trump's strategy. Trump and the Republicans, along with multiple foreign governments, are using propaganda and voter suppression to undermine our democracy, steal the election, and overthrow the government. We've not faced this type of challenge since the Civil War. In fact, this is a civil war. But this civil war is being waged not just with guns, not just with violence, not just with brutality, but with disinformation, voter suppression, and foreign interference, too. Foreign powers and the corrupt Trump-Pence regime are disseminating overt and covert propaganda designed to stoke racial hatred, incite institutional violence, divide the nation, discourage us from voting. And this overt propaganda is propaganda where we know what the source of the propaganda is. That's like the Uncle Sam poster that was produced by the United States government. Covert propaganda is where the source is hidden, or basically purposely hidden. There's also other propaganda where this is called gray propaganda, where we don't know where the source is. And so some of this propaganda, even though it may seem to be coming from our media sources, both on the left and on the right and in the center, that's how it's being disseminated. We think it comes from the media, and we tend to trust these sources, and so that's why propaganda is disseminated through these sources. So not only is this a civil war that we are currently engaged in, we're coming towards the end of the civil war. I mean, the election is the end game. The Trump and Pence regime, the Republican Party, they plan to take and hold on to power by manipulating people through the ballot box. If we lose, we're going to lose our democracy, because the president has shown over and over again that he has no respect for the Constitution and the rule of law, and he has an eagerness to use the language, symbols, tactics, and policies of dictators and despots everywhere. And we even have a concern, even among Joe Biden, some mainstream politicians, that Trump will refuse to leave office even if he loses. But if we lose, we don't have any right to ask him or force him or make him leave office. This election is our best, and it might be our only chance to remove him and his regime from power. And we must use every available means, including voting, as well as protesting in the street, speaking up, doing shows like this, everything we can do, but we also have to get out the vote and make sure that this man is removed from power. Make no mistake, the Trump-Pence regime doesn't want us to vote. Their plan is to either convince us not to vote or keep us from voting altogether. And our democracy is under attack, and we have to stand up and fight back. And by the way, that's my favorite chant, because I'm a pro-democracy activist. So mm-hmm. When the police kill people because they're black, we have to stand up and fight back. When the Constitution is under attack, when democracy is under attack, when the president imprisons children in camps, we need to stand up and fight back. So Trump is inciting violence against black and brown people, stoking bigotry to divide the nation and to get himself reelected. And meanwhile, immigrants remain in detention. Children are still separated from their parents, and black and brown people continue to be killed by the police. And this is only the beginning, should Trump be reelected. The forces of fascism are using hate, disinformation, and voter suppression to win the election, and we must use every available means to stop them, including protesting and getting out the vote. So that's what I am going to say this afternoon to
people
at Hollywood and Blind. Yeah, sure, please.
I agree with you, and I'd like to make a couple of additional comments. First of all, oftentimes when people are undecided or uninformed, they hear what you say, and they say, nah, it can't be that bad. You're just a political opponent. And that's the propaganda that would be waged against someone like you. I want to make an open invitation right now. Anybody who does not believe what Rich just said, contact me, andy.miller@comcast.net. That's andy.miller@comcast.net. And we'll go through Trump's tweets for a while. We'll go through the tweet he made today, which threatened protesters with physical violence. We'll go through the hundreds of tweets that he's said. If you have not been paying attention to this man, you have got to educate yourself, because it's not a question of politics. Many of my friends belong to the opposing political party, and they make a lot of good points. And I wish they were in office, because we can have some spirited discussions. There's several ways to get to where we want to go, and we can certainly have those spirited discussions, but even many of them now have formed groups against Trump. He is a man who is filled with hate, who is a bully, and who mocks anyone who's not him. It's not just black people. It's the disabled. It's the vulnerable. And fortunately for us, I've seen a lot of very smart people in the black community who now realize this is not just, it is about black lives, but it's also about reimagining a democracy for everybody, black, brown, whatever. People are beginning to finally understand the intersectionality of it. Although black young men are arbitrarily killed by police, and that's horrible, there are lesser offenses occurring every day to broader swaths of the population. Often there are many people that the current leadership demeans, doesn't feel as a full person, puts them in cages. Maybe in some cases it's financial servitude, deprive them of their right to liberty, deprive them of their right to food. Whatever it is, we are all feeling the same pinch. Now, it is possible. Fortunately, some good things have happened. Trump tried to use the military for domestic purposes, and they all said no, and that's a good thing. There's been many big leaders recently come out and speak against this. So perhaps if they do manage through a combination of fixing the election and removing the polling places and all that, perhaps if they did barely win through corrupt means, or if he lost, we might be able to have these. He will not be able to use force to stay in office. That's a good thing. And it might not be the last. If he loses and if he wins, it might not be the last breath of democracy, but it's going to mean the price we pay will be more than you want to pay to retain it. I just can't say this enough. I've been watching the messaging, and anyone who is in denial or feels in doubt, you call me. I'll show you. You're going to be amazed what you didn't know. You're going to be amazed what you weren't told. Give me a chance, and I'll listen to you present your alternative point. But I'm challenging you. Come see me. I wanted to say
Thank you.
There's
Andy,
another man. There's a man named Carter Woodson who's credited with writing a book that brought about the Black History Month. And he has a famous quote. This goes to propaganda. If you make a man feel that he's inferior, you don't have to compel him to accept an inferior status, for he will seek it himself. If you make a man think that he is justly an outcast, you do not have to order him to the back door. He will go without being told. And if there is no back door, his very nature will demand one. And that's the art of propaganda.
Wow. And Rich, you had something too about propaganda. Let me just interject this real quickly. On that note, DreamCorps. It's just C-O-R-P, DreamCorps.org. Get involved with them, really important. Van Jones stepped it in, Rebuilding the Dream, and it's a very important group with a lot of important and up-and-coming outreach groups that are youth activists that are here for love, actually.
Don't forget rallylist.com, everybody. Scroll down, rallylist.com, the bottom of the page, you can see all the rallies in your area or create one.
Rallylist.com.
It's rallylist.com. My mistake.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know that one. Good one. Okay, here's another one. SPLC, of course, right? The Southern Poverty Law Center. SouthernPovertyLawCenter.org. And then who's been really stepping in is the veterans. This is so important to me. The VeteransForPeace.org groups. They're very critical right now because, of course, they grew up inside. Most of them were, they're VeteransForPeaceNow.org because they were in war, and they were fighting with blacks and Hispanics and, whites. And it's like, how can we separate our country and do this and allow this kind of tyranny and takeover by, they just call it, the plutocracy, corporatocracy that has taken over both parties. So
Reverend Barber has said 61 million poor white Appalachian folk, and Reverend Sharpton has pointed out that women didn't get the right to vote without men's help. Blacks didn't get the right to vote without whites' help, or abolition without whites' help. And now what we have on the street are not just black Americans. They're black and brown. There's multi-generational, multi-racial. People understand now that it's all of us. There's been a change this year, and it's a good change.
Who put out the rally list? Who did that?
I don't know who does it.
One of the things I wanted to go back to was that these federal employees that have been telling us what who Trump is and what he's doing and warning us, they are the ones that instigated the impeachment. And now we have Bolton's book, and we have this lawyer in New York District, this attorney, district attorney, who or federal attorney, I forget his title, who are telling us, they're outright telling us that this man is a danger to democracy and a danger to the American interest, a danger to our rights, to our civil liberties, to our freedom.
That's been happening for years, though, Rich. The problem is the media bubble. In fact, even on Fox News, they're carrying factual information at times in between their defense of Trump. It was something about the psychological mindset of his followers. It goes to more than facts.
Right, and it's propaganda, again. Propaganda mm-hmm. being disseminated that's causing yeah. people to overlook this important fact. I mean, these government federal employees, high-level federal employees, they're not playing games. They're not doing...
They're giving up their life's work and careers to say this.
Yeah, they're very serious. And this is very serious. And they're the ones... I mean, thank God for our federal employees and for the committed public servants who are working for the government, who have worked for the government with both Democratic and Republican administrations and have tried to toe that non-political line as
they
much
find
as
they can no longer
could.
Do that because it's so extreme. And you know what's amazing? So many retired military generals spoke out, but this time active. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, the active guy. In the military community, you do not speak out. It isn't done. And these active military leaders are speaking out while they're in uniform. That has never been done in history. They're speaking out and reassuring America that they swore an oath to the Constitution, not to a man. And they swore an oath to protect Americans. And that's what White House employees swear, a similar oath, too. I don't know what there is going through their mind. Are they cringing in fear? I don't know what their deal is. And so did members of Congress swore an oath. What does an oath mean now?
People should really start listening to these federal employees. Don't listen to politicians. Don't listen to the political parties. Don't really listen to the media. Be very critical about that. But when we got these federal employees, listen to them. Listen to them. Listen to what they're telling us. Is that
yeah,
so?
There was a woman, 30-year-old African-American woman, last week, the highest-ranking black woman in the State Department, undersecretary, I forget for what, undersecretary of state for something, and she had it with the administration's racial policies, and she resigned. She has no political... axe to grind.
Right. I read about that as well. And she was a black woman, and she did some things for Trump, you know, to support Trump candidates like Kavanaugh and others. And now finally, I don't know how long it takes some people for it to hit them. You know, but this person has spent her whole life, and then all of a sudden, it suddenly hits her. Oh, this is racist. This is bigotry. This is going to call. This is promotion of violence and murdering my people. I mean, how long does it take somebody to realize that? That's a political appointee, and she finally realized. And this is a person who was committed to Trump, committed to his policies.
But again, it's the system, because it's like I've told some friends of mine, you know, it's like we're busy doing survival or trying to get alternative health care systems in, you know, and green civil services because all the big pharma's drugs can all be grown, we can stop the drug wars and have local foods and all these jobs.
But
solutions, right? But at the same time, you know, here it is. You say, you know, oh, go vote. Well, I mean, if I would have heard, you know, it was on the ballot, the way they kind of twist the words, really linguistics. I mean, when they put Citizens United, I would have went, yeah, that's unity. Yeah, let's go. And look what it really was. That's what people, the propaganda, that's what they don't understand. That's why you, Rich, and Andy really got to use your power.
When you hear something,
step it up, man.
When you hear something, ask yourself who's saying it and why are they saying it. And then you can figure out what it means. Because you're being played. You're being wordsmithed.
Yeah.
And some,
whenever I hear something reform, I go, oh, no, we're in trouble.
You say what when you hear what?
Something reform, like this reform or that reform, I know that's a code word. And if you ask the voters in Atlanta who stood out in the rain in mass socially distancing coronavirus for 6 hours to vote. If you ask them about the history of voter suppression, they get it, okay? That didn't start yesterday.
Okay, well start. You guys talked about that, the wordsmithing linguistics because of propaganda, right? And it really is psychological warfare, you know, and it is, goes right into, you know, social profiling and social engineering that has gone on through the government, through this corporatocracy to divide, conquer, separate for power and manipulation and control, really, what's been happening, and that wordsmith. So can you guys talk about reform and why it affects you that way, Andy, and what do you think about that word,
I just want to say one thing about how we receive propaganda. And I'm concerned because a certain percentage of our population may have grown up with bullies in their family. They may have come to accept threats and behavior I find horrible. And that may be why they're willing to support what's going on, because it, to them it's not new. They may not like it, but it's the way they begin. It's about, remember I told you I worked in human family emotions. They've grown up in a bullying environment where demeaning others, yeah, but it's my crazy Uncle Harry, he does that. And I'm worried that we can't move those people to a more enlightened position.
Yeah, but when you're promoting war, okay? War. You know, this is innocent civilians, and no one's taking time to use their computers, you know, for all this other buying stuff or whatever, but they're not using it to go Google map all the military bases and what's really going on in other countries and the mass bombing, depleted uranium, toxic DUIs. I mean, the toxicity of what
Lynn,
is happening with robotic
facts,
transhuman
Lynn,
super
stating,
soldiers. I mean, the money and the
facts,
insanity.
Lynn.
The biological warfare, everyone, check it out. The biological warfare labs, you know, Wuhan, no, we have them too. And they've been happening since 1918 with the Spanish flu. That was the first biological test. I mean, then vaccination after
Lynn,
it, you know? Come on.
As a supporter of
400 of them
to
tied
do,
to vaccination
Lynn,
farms.
Lynn?
Yeah.
You need to, I need to caution you about something important. I highly support you and what you're doing, but you need to be aware of something. The people you need to convince will not respond to your list of facts. They've been brainwashed, if you will, into thinking what they're doing is right. Might is right. The stronger weapon wins.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? You can
express
for your own well-being, but those people are not going to be reached with a list of facts. That's not. Their minds are geared against the facts. They've been brainwashed, literally.
I know.
So what has to be done is some form of either bringing them along directly or creating such a supermajority of those of us who know reality that eventually they will choose to follow something other than what they're following now. Maybe through self-preservation.
Yeah.
I don't care why.
Yeah, people have a tendency to follow authority figures. I mean, there's been tests and studies, and one of the most famous one, which is kind of an unethical study, but it's cited over and over again, is that they put people in a room and said that part of the learning process, they can dress up in doctor's uniforms, look real official, to shock the person in another room if they made a mistake. And people would turn up
that.
The shock just that direction of an authority figure. So this is what propagandists take advantage of. And I wanted to talk about what Andy said about source, because some of what propaganda is it comes from the top. It comes from the top. It comes from our leaders. It comes from governments. It comes from political parties. It comes from religious institutions. So just looking at the source may not completely give us the full picture. And like Andy said, the effect, what is the propaganda trying to make us do? For example, this group
Yeah, why
I'm
is the person
to,
saying what they're saying? What do they want to have happen? What's their motivation?
Right, and what are they
it's
trying
to make money or
us
to gain
do?
Power.
To gain power?
Also,
they,
Rich,
yeah,
I don't know if
their,
you read, Rich, but they fired the head of all the Voice of America networks this week, and they got rid of all the boards of directors.
The Voice of America,
scary.
Is that like a propaganda? That's like a
Yeah, it's American. It's been American propaganda for 50 years. It's a whole series of networks that included Radio Free Europe and a bunch of those types of things, and they just fired everybody and put a Trumpy acolyte in charge of the whole thing.
I wonder if that's in response to Kim Jong-un's or his sister's yelling about the people sending propaganda by balloons into North America. And
it just goes to show you that domination culture does not know gender.
Yeah. And so I wonder if he's doing that in response to the demands of a fellow dictator or despot.
Well, I'm thinking he may be setting up a political media network for his, quote, re-election, unquote.
That may be possible,
too. Oh, yes,
too.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sure he
absolutely
would use that for his purposes, but this is if this has just happened now, then the timing is very, very interesting because that's when Kim Jong-un and his family were complaining about propaganda.
Yeah, did North Korea blew up the diplomacy station this week too? The station where they'd been doing diplomatic agreements. I also heard that the Juneteenth celebrations were moved to today to counter-program Trump. But I want to say. I am hesitant. I don't label. I don't yell an alarm. I'm the kind of guy that goes into a movie theater and sees the best film ever produced, and they ask me how it was. I shrug my shoulders and say it's okay. So when I tell you out there in Radio Land that this man is a serious problem, you don't get that out of me usually. You have to pry stuff out of me. So it's on a scale of 1 to 10, we're at about 2,000. So.
Yeah, we try not to use name-calling and other propaganda techniques like that. And in the end, it really doesn't provide us with evidence. I'm always trying to make logical arguments and provide evidence. So we certainly don't want to name call, but we do want to recognize what we're up against. And what we're up against is a person who wants to be a dictator, who's willing to work with foreign governments. In fact, Bolton just revealed that he was asking China for help in his reelection, and he's asked other leaders for that. And we knew that back then.
Well, yeah, for people following it closely, we knew that already, but most Americans weren't paying that close attention.
FollowTheMoney.org, everyone. FollowTheMoney.org.
Oh, by the way, the U.S.
OurRevolution.org. The states on the West Coast that are working with Bernie are started getting real. And Indivisible.org is still happening. And OurRevolution.org.
The U.S. attorney who was asked to be fired, part of why he was asked to be fired is they investigated. They were asked by the Trump admin to quash some investigations in one of their turkey buddies, and that's why they want him out, because they were afraid he's going to bring that out to light.
He's investigating a number of Trump's associates.
Yeah, some
understand.
Of them are really nasty, too.
Yeah.
So
anyway, logic isn't enough. So I'm going to say to my passion, the people who founded this country had in mind, although it wasn't perfect, they had in mind a country where all people were created equal, and we all had rights and freedoms. And it's not been perfect. We're struggling toward it, but I see now the people marching in the streets want a country where there's justice for everyone, where we reimagine what public safety is, we reimagine what all types of law enforcement is, we reimagine what immigration is, we reimagine our economy so that there's equitable shares of the economy. And what we have in the Trump administration is a direct opposer to that, who will stop at nothing,
exactly.
Whether it's physical violence, propaganda, money, power, threat. They will stop at nothing. The worst I've ever seen. And so it's an enemy to what we want, which is a democratic and just government. So my appeal to my friends, brothers and sisters out in the world is we have to fight for that dream of justice for all. And we fight peacefully but ardently. And we use our minds and our hearts, and we need to explain with passion why it's important.
OurRevolution.org, they are the new youth coming online for real democracy, justice, freedom for all. And
what was that old line?
GreenCorps.org.
What was that line? The revolution is coming and it will be televised? I forget what it said.
Oh, are you guys involved?
No, the revolution
you,
will not
us, us Democrats, you guys,
what was that,
the
Rich?
Young Turks, Rich, are you?
The
you work with them at all, Justice Democrats?
I want to hear what Rich. Rich had something about the quote. I want him to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the quote is, "The revolution will not be televised," but I think the revolution probably will be televised.
Yeah, I
but,
think so too.
That's the thing. I think that it's really, we really need to become more sophisticated about propaganda. We know that not everybody's going to vote, so it's really on those of us who are listening and hearing what's going on.
And those of us who, through circumstance or training, have learned to think critically and not just assume what an authority figure says. In other words, a lot of people now, especially young folk, have learned that when an authority figure speaks, they don't just grant the authority. Now the figures have to earn it. And I am pleased to say, as I look out among many people, there are a lot of people now that don't just salute authority. They actually do ask, hold up a second, does this person really, are they really an authority to me, or are they, you know what I mean? There are a majority of people now understand that authority is granted, not automatic, and that's what will probably save us.
Right, and we've lost, I mean, some of our institutions, we have at least in the church, there's people have given up on institutional religion, but they've sort of turned to institutional politics instead. And so where our politics is all governed by these institutions, whether they're political groups like the Poor People's Campaign or political parties like the Democratic or Socialist Party or governments. But I think just like people have become critical of religious institution and institutional religion, we need to also become critical toward institutional politics and towards our government. I think we're pretty critical towards government institutions. We also need to be critical towards our leaders. And
I don't mean to interrupt, Rich, but I just saw a headline that 6 Trump rally staffers test positive for COVID.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that before.
You can't fool Mother Nature, trust me.
Right. I hope that all those people get too sick to vote.
I have a feeling
this voting, you guys. That's the other reason why we're doing this program, the internet, you know, and let people know that there's all these different programs. I wanted to get out there and make sure this, because this all ties in. So are we going to start?
I also want to recommend
New education job creation with mass media support for not citizen soldiers with a basic income or military with to kill, okay, and they get health care. We really got to look at health care, use health care as a go-between for all the parties, the green, constitutionalist, libertarian, your right, left, whatever, okay? We really have to use this and come say, hey, all people are connected, period. We have the science worldwide. There's resonance academies. I mean, we're all friggin' connected. Mother Earth is mother to red, yellow, black, and white. And right now, these warring and violence and separations is killing the planet and our whole society and the whole planet, Mother Earth to red, yellow, black, and white. So reaching out to all the multicultural diversity art forms and all the different church, you know, major religions and the spiritual groups, green groups, alternative healing groups. I mean, we can, there's so much healing to be done for mental health, not drug people anymore, jail them and teach and train them to kill.
That's part of reimagining public safety.
Out who they are, why they're here. This is really important because all humans, red, yellow, black, and white, have the same basic needs, the same basic emotions, and anywhere in the world now, people are starting to get it. Oh, my gosh. If you're red, yellow, black, and white, you're 8 years old, you're angry, upset, your answers are inside of you. It might even be a past life. So wait.
They're all marching together now for that and for health justice. People are marching
together. Okay, but also it's that basic guaranteed income. So it really, I'm trying to get it out.
Do you know that Congress?
Pay people to be kind and compassionate, not kill. They will do the right thing. That's what I'm trying to say. Like feeding America.
We have two kinds of people.
Pardon me?
We have two kinds of people. One kind of people that wants basic income, the other that doesn't. The way to get what you want is to make sure the people that are in control and power are the right, are compassionate people.
Yeah, but that's media propaganda again. So, and getting
it's
people
more than that.
That do write the legislation, I just see you and Rich getting together and getting some legislation on the move and move it. Because,
let me say one more thing about propaganda.
If they were,
propaganda
wait,
works.
Now, if, every community
propaganda
right
works
now,
up to a point, Lynn. Propaganda works up to a point. There is a critical point when public takes the lead. We're almost at that critical point now. There is a point at which, rather than becoming steered by propaganda, the force of personal power in mass drives the propaganda. It's an inflection point. And we may be
but
at
that's
that
where the education, job creation, ethnic evolving consciousness programs, Gaia.com, you know, lovepeaceharmony.org, on and on and on. I mean, we have to go, okay, and real quick, I'm glad this came up. Here we go. Beyond UFOs, there's a YouTube. Please check this out, the YouTube, The Unbelievable Truth with Soma Ra, anyway, Carol Noonan, but especially Mary Rodwell, everyone. YouTube's around Mary Rodwell. It's really a critical. They're going to put out a book. It looks like it's about 750 pages, and it's going beyond. The new book out is coming out. It's called Beyond UFOs, and then after that, get this, you guys. This is so cool. It goes on with Noetic Sciences. There's a huge group that's on the move, Evolving Consciousness, Gaia.com. And this Unity Week, it's called WorldPeace.org. WorldPeace.org, fabulous. And another one that's just incredible is they're talking about it. It's called Contact and Consciousness Research Institute. Again, Contact and Consciousness Research Institute. And these guys have so many credentials, from science to medical doctors to on and on and on, including Mary Rodwell's health background in not only social services, but also, you know, licensed counseling, but education. So it really, we're coming down to new education, job creation. And you use the cell phones. I told people, cell phones are going to be more important than a gun, you know, once the consciousness and people get paid to be kind and be compassionate instead of kill and bully or go to jail. You know, you need healing. Go get some help. Grow up, you know, and have the centers
open.
If
we don't get people in power who have a compassion, we will not be allowed to use our cell phone.
That's true. That's what we're up against. That's why you guys are on the call today.
I want to mention the sermon that Reverend Sharpton gave at the so-called private funeral for George Floyd was all-inclusive and wonderful. The upcoming telewebinar, I think, by Tikkun, the Jewish Spiritual Progressive Group Coalition, in the 23rd, I think it is, and Reverend Barber, and today, this weekend, is JusticeCon, a virtual justice conference online. I haven't checked it out.
Now, who's doing the justice? Say that again. I know Tikkun.
I know it was Friday and might be all weekend. A whole group of people. Biden did a keynote speech, a whole bunch of people, a virtual conference on social justice.
Okay, and Tikkun, you guys, he's a rabbi learner, and he was on my talk show years ago, but Kat Zavez is with him, and and they're tied to neveragainaction.org, neveragainaction.org.
Okay, Tikkun Olam is from the Jewish Talmudic tradition, the very progressive Jews. Oh, to themselves,
yes.
These are very progressive Jews. You wouldn't even know they were Jewish, honestly.
And it's called spiritualprogressives.org, the site on that. And everyone, too, please share whyislam.org. You want to get the propaganda and really look close and get this, everyone. And you go to why, you know, whyislam.org, and look at, you're going to go, oh, my God, we were so duped. Did you realize that real Muslims are like, real Christians are caring, sharing, generous, gratitude, loving people. Real Muslims, they don't believe in any violence. They pray five freaking times
Muslims,
a day. Whoa, what
Muslim
happened?
The original Islamic tradition is a peace tradition.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
The original Islamic tradition is one of peace.
There you go.
Yeah.
And look how they've just talked about propaganda. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go hate them. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we just have a little bit left. Keep going. What do you think else we should get out there today to help people? with all this craziness going on to unite them. And what do you guys know? I was told there's only 12 states left that actually have their online electoral office downloads for referendums, ballot measures, and ordinances and what have you. They're already taking that away, the opportunity for our youth, you know, to actually write the legislation and get it on the ballots to get, and then
I'll do research for the next show.
Did you see that? And get them involved in actually, you know, what we can and want to vote for and be part of. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I wanted to add that propaganda doesn't only influence our opinions, it influences our attitudes and behaviors as well. So when we see a person driving their car into protesters or some guy yelling and stomping around like a fighting rooster and going crazy and being all emotional, these are the effects of propaganda. I mean, racism and bigotry are always there. They're always present. But when the politicians appeal to bigotry, they stoke it. They encourage it. They intensify it. They make it worse. And what happens is people become mean. They become vile, dangerous, even deadly. And we've seen this mob violence before, from lynchings to genocide. We saw it with Hitler in the Holocaust, where people under the influence of Nazi propaganda committed horrible crimes. So systemic
one of the reasons why Kristallnacht was allowed to take place because a lot of Germans either supported Hitler or stood quiet.
Yeah.
Right, right. I mean, systematic injustice encompasses the larger cultural and political situation. And I don't need to tell you that the United States is facing a crisis of leadership. I mean, Trump is inflaming racism and stoking division and violence. He's made no attempt to reach across the aisle. He's using racist symbols and rhetoric to rile up his base.
That's the Pentagon, hon.
Oh, yeah. One last thing I need.
$21 trillion missing out of the Pentagon. The Pentagon war machine
has to be looked at.
Then the money and thought forms going that way and the AI that can just destroy the whole planet. So anyway, we're almost out of time, you guys.
I got something I need to add really quick that I forgot.
We have 10 minutes.
For the first time, Facebook took down one of Trump's ads and said it violated their hate speech rule. That's the very first time Facebook did that, and it's important. Mark Zuckerberg's got pressure from his own people. Why aren't you doing anything? Twitter took one of his ads and labeled it misleading media. I'd rather they put it out with the misleading media label than just take it away. But for the first time, our media conduits are slowly grinding into actually fact-checking and propaganda-checking. So maybe, cross your fingers, we'll get more, deprogramming.
Something else on this arrest of the blacks, okay? Because I did know in growing up inside the military-industrial complex, a lot of blacks. And so anyway, I would just like the veteransforpeace.org, get involved with them, because you have to realize that in the late 1990s, when we were marching for peace, still, again, and with codepink2.org, check them out. It's really important. And United National Anti-War Coalition, UNAC.org, get involved, because these groups have the information and are following the money and the propaganda and programming, because they used to get arrested, okay? They were sitting outside. They were paid to go outside junior high and see what kids were good at becoming drone bombers, really, is what it was. And this is in the late 90s. This is what we're really up against, the thought forms of the old systems of divide, conquer, separate, and resource extraction or massive control and greed by, you know, a few people. And we don't need that. Those systems are archaic. I mean, the planet has to grow up. We need Mother Earth. All militaries go green. We can, if we use our propaganda machine in our U.S. with our multicultural diversity and we come together, we can actually take all this propaganda and use it for good, heal Mother Earth and enlighten it, clean up the toxic waste, start all kinds of new new green local foods. All the natural herbs have no drug wars. They'll be obsolete. Warring will become obsolete because we'll be going interstellar together and much more multicultural diversity programs. And the God within each is always divine and creative. That's what's really important for people to understand. When we said one nation under God to one, our USA is supposed to bring the whole planet into one world under God within each person. And that God self is divine, creative, and has access to multidimensional, interdimensional, eternal energetics that we were cut off from. And it's just an exciting time to be here. And we can do this. I mean, we really can. And I thank you guys for being on today. So give out your information Rich, do you want to go first? Or Andy, do you want to go first? Which one? Go ahead.
Sure. Okay, sure. My email address is andy.special@comcast.net. And Rich, if you see Brad Pitt today, tell me he's doing a great job.
Okay, all right. And my email is rich_procida, P as in Paul, R-O, C as in car, I, D as in David, A, at justice.com. My podcast is Bible Study for Progressives. I also write for laprogressive.com. I'm still doing presentations on propaganda and other things, so you can contact me by email. My phone number, 562-665-3317, and I would love to hear from you. I'd love to speak to your group about any of these things. Thank you, Lynn.
Say your number again a little slower, please.
562-665-3317.
Excellent. Okay. And did you want to give any more? You haven't got your new website going, or any? Do you want to give out your number or not? Or what do you think?
Give me a few weeks. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in today. Just thank you so very, very much. There's just so much going on. So much. That our beautiful multicultural USA, and once we unite our USA and come together with the new evolving consciousness programs and centers where anyone can go and actually release, let go, heal past life trauma, this life trauma. That's where the transformation starts to begin. They change their thoughts, their feelings, law of attraction. There's where the universal laws come in that are cosmic universal laws. And a lot of it is forgiveness because we weren't taught. We did not know. And so the planet has to come into this whole new evolution. And some people call it the divine Christ-like consciousness. But then that kind of alienates some of the other people. So it's just really the God within. You know, each person, heart and soul, and HeartMath Institute, another important group, Noetic Sciences, and this new Contact and Conscious Research Institute that are coming forward so that we can evolve our planetary species, you know, together, you know, and live in love, peace, harmony, and new cooperative and programs that are divine and creative, because that God-given inalienable right in the Human Rights, U.S. Declaration of Human Rights, and our Declaration of Independence, and throughout our country, and the Pledge of Allegiance, is about God within each person, that multi-dimensional, eternal, energetic system of the Akashic Records, and tune in and knowing this, where all answers lie within, and you can Google it. Any human being angry, upset, finally on internet, you can Google all answers are within. So there we go. The answers are within. Let's stop the violence, the massive warring, drugging, jailing, killing, violence from inside out, and work towards evolving, loving, caring, sharing, compassionate services, and green, 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 massive green projects and programs. And hydroponics are really critical at all the churches, schools, and old buildings. They can be revamped and start growing foods. Okay.
And also remember to vote. Save our democracy. Our democracy won't work unless we get out and vote. So remember that we must vote this election to save our democracy.
I'm with
Any
you.
Any more, Andy?
Thank you.
Love you all.
Vote.
Vote. Okay. Vote. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Be part of the voting process and get your messages out there for new hope and inspiration, and so that we can realize we're all connected. And we're going to go out today with Patti Becker's song. We are connected. Patti Becker, a local Coos County music teacher and inspirational divine light worker. Yeah, way amazing. Anyway, from her album, Carry Me Away. So we'll go out with Patti Becker's song. We are connected. So let's remember that. Red, yellow, black, and white. Your answers are within. And we are all connected to Mother Earth. Let's save Mother Earth.
We are connected. We are connected. We are connected. All creation. We are connected. We are connected. We are connected, all creation. My soul sings like the sparrow on the wind sings. Join together every living thing. Rejoice. My heart beats like the rhythm of the earth beats. Join the chorus, lift your voice, sing and rejoice. We are connected. We are connected. We are connected. All creation. We are connected. We are connected. Sparrow on the wind sings, join together every living thing, rejoice. My heart beats like the rhythm of the earth beats, join the chorus, lift your voice, sing and rejoice. We are connected. Like the sparrow on the wind sings, join together in the living thing of creation. We are connected. Like the rhythm of the earth beats, join the chorus with your voice, sing and rejoice. We are connected. We are connected. We are connected. All creation.